פרק לא עובדי. Mark tells us there's a concept of Netilas Yadayim. When I use this Netilas Yadayim for us, we only know Netilas Yadayim when it comes to washing for bread or matzah. When it comes to fruits, most people are noyik to be made, like lactosis. Does not apply with manazeh, we don't have tumah v'tara as they had in the olden days. But not everyone agrees, the mechaber is machmir, the rambam is machmir. They even make a bracha, the gro is machmir with a bracha. But just a reality check, it's a machlokas haposk. Fine. So the Gemara over here says, and with a small gimel, that's about the 10th line, not al yada b'tibu rishin, not al yada b'tibu sheni. There's an obvious problem, Rabbi, what's the obvious problem?
Don't do a second
tibul.
You already washed for.
Oh, you already washed for the matzah. What do you mean, the tibul sheni? Actually, the Rashbam says chazeres. What do you wash for? You already washed for the matzah. Matzah comes before morrow. Such an obvious question. An obvious question which everybody asks. Well, and there's a big problem how to get out of it, right? But again, what do you mean the tibul sheni? What happened to the matzah? So the Gemara, explaining why it's necessary, tells us in analyzing it, Lomli Netilzam Tre Zimni, Hamash the other Chada Zimna. It says, no, Kevin de Borla Neymar Agarata Valelo, Dilma Suche Askeladate Vinoga. Maybe because you're busy with the Hal Nagoda, you were Masik Das, and you touched. What do you mean you touched? What did you touch over here? What could you have touched? So, you touched something, presumably, which would knock, Rashbam says, V'noga b'shun dvar tinuf. Hands are dirty. Once your hands are dirty, so then already they're not considered to be properly Torah hands, and therefore you have to wash again. Says Tosis Hasuchi Masav Data Venoga. No, Tosis Tzorch. Tzorch Shiyitol the Tibul Sheni. Lav Data Nochak the Tibul Sheni. The Overlay Boser Amotzi. The Born in Tibul Sedayim. Al Agav Tibul Rishon Nochak Tibul Sheni. But until the Namir Gam the Tzorch Tibul Bo. Tosis got out of the whole problem. Lav Dafka. This Tibul Sheni. Don't take Tibul Sheni literally. Don't take Tibul Sheni literally. No. Okay. There's an important word, and the question would you require a bracha on tibul sheni? More than especially of dilma asuche aska ledaifa. Maybe. Does anyone have the girsa? Rabbi Nadav does not have the girsa dilma. There is no dilma. It's certain. The Rambam as well. Rambam and Perik, you can look in the back. Perik Ches, halacha vav, and Hilchos Chavat Zumatza. The dilma is not found. Could be the another gear either. There been a double than that. Says the Rambam. The Baruch on the Tilas Yadayim and Ogre of Shnia Shari Hisiach Daito Bishas Kriyas Hagol. Doesn't say maybe. Hisiach Daito. No maybes. Says it as a fact. As a fact. There's a famous Rokeach Rabosai who asked Tosis Kasha, because of an interesting terrace. His terrace is an amazing terrace. He says, you see from here that you only have to wash your hands if you have a kebetza of pas. Because the kehichos kabbalah's tumah says you have to have a kebetza. We all know that kebetza plays a role in kabbalah's tumah. Could be it's only in, you need a kebetza to be metame. According to some Rishonim, you even need a kebetza to be mekabel tumah. That's a machloikas, Rashi, Tosis, Rambam. Not for now. The Rokeach says, less the kebetza of pas. No Netilas Yadayim. It's called Halacha Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. And the source is right here. The fact that it says Letibul Sheni and didn't say for the matzah is because, Rabbi Mosai, there's no, it doesn't apply in our case for the precisely this reason. You only have to eat a Kazayas matzah, you don't have to eat a Kebetza matzah. It's interesting, if you look at Siman Kuf Nun Ches in the Mogan Avraham Sivkot and Dalet, he said that Tosis argues. This Tosis would presumably require Netilas Yadayim on the matzah itself. We just saw the Tosis. The Gra has a different take on the whole thing, right? Over there in Simchat Zayin. There's a person, probably, says the Gra, in the entire Seder, has a Kibetz Pas. True, it's enough to be Yotzi because I is Matzah. But in the entire Seder, he probably had a Kibetz Pas. Take it a step further. The Shulchan Aruch requires two Gezeisen. Right? We just saw two Gezeisen. Ochem B'yachad. We spoke about that yesterday. I mean, yesterday on the screen. And Thursday live. So we had this discussion. So two Gezeisen, presumably it might be already Kibetzah. So therefore, there are those who say, there is a Kibetzah over here. Maybe you need a Kibetzah, but there really is a Kibetzah over here. Truth is, what do you mean? You need three? You have to have what? Kazayis. Even if you don't know the chum of our Shulchan Aruch, two Kazayis. Kazayis for the Matzah, Kazayis for the Korah, Kazayis for the Afikoman. Everyone in the world agrees you have to have three Kazayis. It's not even a Shiloh. Of course, we all know that there may not be any ratio between Kazayis and Kabetz. You can have easily three Kazayis, four Kazayis, five Kazayis, and still be less than a Kabetz. Those who know. The Kazayis cut that we spoke about against the Yesh Arim and Simba Tov Feva. We spoke about that again recently. In any event, some suggest, say the Dvar Shmuel, I tell you one of my favorite Svarim and Tzachim, suggest that the fact you have to have a Korech and a Korman is irrelevant. Because you have to have a Kibetza, Bechdei Achilas Pras, to require Netilas Adah. That's a Chiddush. You don't find Kibetza, we find Kazayas Bechilas Pras. It could basically be the price in order to warrant a shear of Netilas Adayim. That's a certain way it's a chumrah, rabbis. You know why? Because in Shulchan Aruch it writes in Simchat Kuf Nun Ches not to make a bracha on Netilas Adayim unless you have a kibetz pas. According to this, add an asterisk: a kibetz pas with the Netilas pas. Ooh, that's not so pushy. You have that. That's a pushy. So I tell people. That this is the Rokeach to you, it's a Das Yochid, even though the Mechaba quotes it. As long as they have a Kazayas with the Echilas Pras, it's good enough. But if you go with the Rokeach, and you require the Echilas Pras on the entire Kibetza, it's interesting. It's interesting. Okay. Yes, sir.
Why would there be a difference in the shear of washing on bread and washing on maror?
Very good. Because washing on maror, you're touching the water. You're touching the charos, which is wet. So it's double shetibulim and mashke. It's not just... Why do we wash today on bread? Anyone know why? What? Srach Truma. Ooh. Kiyams. Hilchas Tumah V'Tara. Wow. Like all the children from Donbad Bereshev and Tanachis Yehu HaMelech. A Bucky and Tumah V'Tara. What it is if you're your, what do you want our hands called? Anyone know what they're called? Shnios. Sheni L'Tumah. It's a low level. And a Sheni does not make a Shlishi Tome in Chulin. This is water. Like they mashkin. Also in Mishnayos and Tul Yom and other places. So the fact that I take a piece of bread in my hand and it's chulin and I touch it and it's dry, I really shouldn't require netil at all. Mishum Srach Truma. It's only a zecher and that truma. As opposed to Tumah V'Tara, where you dip it in water, that's a much more pronounced thing. That's a real thing. That's a zecher, a Srach Truma. That's even by chulin because it's liquid. Right? So that's why in many ways, ironically, tibula b'mashka is more chaver than washing for bread. You and I can't digest that because we've never heard of this tibula b'mashka. Who is this? Because we rely on toisus that doesn't require it. Aye, so why do we have the tefillah stand for pas? Those are mishnayos and gemaras. Everyone agrees to that. We should srach truma. But that's a little bit ironic because in the strict measure of the law, there should be a greater chiyuv for tibula b'mashka than there is for bread. In reality, according to most poskim that we follow, Ashkenazim, bread is absolutely requires the tefillah sedayim, and fruit b'shawet, most people don't make it. Yes, sir.
Doesn't chulin oil become sheni l'tumah? So therefore, if your hands are sheni and when you touch it with a liquid, it'll become sheni.
No, because it's nasa tchila. I'm not learning mishnah. It's fully on right now. But it's one of those funny things. My hands are sheni. It touches liquid, becomes a rishon. That sounds like it's a little bit counterintuitive. It's Xeris Chazal, Mishum Zav. Rabos, I'll tell you, let's not get involved in Tumah. We have to try and learn Pesachim this week. Let's see about Tumah. And the only one that's absolutely required. So take a look at the Mordechai Rav Osayk, up into the back, he talks about it as well, the same issue. With a remarkable issue, which does have to do with a little bit with Tumah. Mordechai can be found in our print. Let's see if we can find it. There you go. Page Lamed Vav, the very end of the Masechta. If you have the old print, that's probably the last page or so. It's where the Chav Vav of the Big Day Yesha is. That's how you can find it easily. This is the Chav Vav of the Big Day Yesha. It's Hanotel. The very first Mordechai and Kufta of the base. Hanot the other Batsiba, Rishitam, Yudu Tzibu Sheni. Him Tomar, Toysis Kasha. Tepikle, Mishum, Tzorach, Lassus, Birchas, Amotzi, Yeshloma. It's Tzuk Lashmina, look at this now. Lo Sagile, Benetila, Dara Perek, Kimo Bechulin. El Tzorach, Netila, Kimo Betruma, Dahainu Hayad, Adaz Roa, Kedemuchach Bechulin. Instead of having this to here, it goes to here. Take a look in the Big Day Yesha. Big Day Yesha. Of course, the Marshal. Tosis is Slav Dafka. Okay. Mashma the Sfila, the low boy, the Tila Yosa, the Tibul, Mila Hamotzi, the Chendasa Ramava Turviikar. But the Mordechai is requiring more washing more of your hand for Tibul than for Hamotzi. That's pretty part of that. Quote the most, this is a well kept secret. Shh! But you shouldn't tell anybody. Quote the most we've shown him, that the Tila is time for bread, it's enough to go till here. Shh! Everybody goes till here. Which is good to some sheepness, and it's average for the Chatchila. But in a pinch, you have some kind of bandage or something, till here is good enough. The post will say, you know, in certain limited cases, you're supposed to wash it. You should be washing, whatever they call it, Yom Kippur, whatever they should only go till here. Because this is the Iker Adin. The Machmer till here. So he's suggesting, no, for bread it's enough for here, and for fruits which are in water, I go to here. More than for bread. Can you imagine that? What's the second Terence? What's the second Terence? Olo Meharam. The Mairi Ba'odam She'ein Lo Ala Kazayas Matzah. The Hash Ta'ein Ha'Mavarach Birchas Ha'Motzi. Ein Ha'Mavarach Birchas Ha'Motzi? What? Afilu Hochi Koma D'Tzorach Lito Yodam Etibu She'ein. What do you mean, Ein Mavarach Birchas Hamotzi? That's absurd. You always make a Birchas Hamotzi on a mashu. So if you take a look over here in Chav Ches, yes, what is that talking about? There are two different pshatim over here, different tfusim. He says, Me'acha de'enu le'kazayis, Tzorech la'amtino mi'lechol la'afikom al'acha g'machol asuda. Oh! You know why you don't make a motzi? Because you don't eat matzah, that's why. You don't make a motzi, there's no matzah. Where's the matzah you're postponing for the afikom? Because the guy's only one kazai, he's waiting for the afikoman. That's the pshat. Can't be no amotzi. Birchas amotzi, birchas anenin, even for a mashu. That's the gears to which we have. With svarim acherim, the end, the last two lines of chavches, hasht enut notel konim birchas amotzi, usvar azuk sava harokeach, and via beis Yosef, because of the rokeach, ochel poros mikabeitza yitli bisavu lo yavarech. Because according to the rokeach himself, you shouldn't eat less than a kabeitza, as we mentioned at the beginning of the shir. So the two different gersos. But in the second gersa, the Mordechai is saying the same thing over here as the rokeach, as is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Nun Ches, as he quotes here the Beis Yosef from Simon Kuf Nun Ches. Fine. Let's turn to the Ran, Rabbi Osai. Turn to the Ran. See how he handles this question. I was bothered with the same question. Why is the Tibul Sheni? What happened to the bread? To the matzah? Have a look inside, please. The Ran is found for us on page Ayin Gimel, the last few words. The old print is Chof Hei Manal. Not the Yodam and Tibul Rishon, the Yodam and Tibul Sheni. I did the Nok and Tibul Rishon, Nok and Nami Tibul Sheni. Ava Balav Ochi Nami Tzor, Jidul Rishon, Mishon Amos, Tersi Tersi. V'yesh Omrim, the Nokatibul Lefi Shahu Kovea Netilas Yadayim means requires Yosem and Amatza. Shiyadayim Shniyosen. Always good to see inside. Vien Sheni Ose Shlishi Bechulin. Ayadayim Mashke. Rochus and Vapes. But the greater obligation, Rabbi Osei, according to the Ran, is for Dama Shetibula B'mashke, more than it is for bread. Atkan the Ran. Shah. Atkan the Ran. Interestingly, the Meiri here says, you don't need Netila to die for the Matzah. You know why? The Yotz with the first Netila, Urchatz. Urchatz would obviate the need for Rachta. The only time you require a second washing is for Tibul Sheni, only says the Meiri, Bizman when they had Taras. I like that. According to the Meiri, there's no such thing as Rachta in the Seder. Knock off one. Kaddish Ruchatz Kavas Achaz Magid. Oh no. Kaddish Ruchatz Magid. Motzi Matzah. Rhyme is a little bit problem, but he says there's no Rachta Bizman Hazeh. Why? You only needed it then for the Tibul Sheni, as the Gemara said, because they were Ochel Taras Mamish. They had a much higher standard when they were Mamish Ochel Taras, so that they were more Machmer for. Today, it's only for Matzah. You can rely upon the Netila Baruchatz, Adkan, the Meiri here on our daf. So much so that Rav Yosef Tuv Elim, in his Siddur, says that Mavarach Netila Shadayim Luchudei, which implies that only the Balabas washes Netilas Yadayim, nobody else. Why? So the Mefarshim on the Yotz would say, for him it's Hesach Hadas, he said the whole Halal and Agoda. For everybody else, those who were listening, there is no Hesach Hadas. You look on the Old Mefarshim, he quoted from some Poskim, they say the Farish, not Hesach Hadas for them. That's a major, major Kiddush. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the Oros HaRuah, in simulation as well, he has the Pirush of Shmumi Palaiza. It was a long running commentary on the Yosef Tufzelem's Piyut. He asks this question, why the Chudei? It happens to rhyme, you know, people are boxed by the rhymes. But what do you mean? If it's not true, you can't use it as poetic license, only goes so far. Right? You can't just make up your own poems if it's going to be against Halacha. Okay, so some say that the others don't have to wash, but we don't hold our way for sure now. I told you when it comes to the Urukhats, that's where there are some posts that will say, and that's where we follow my house, that only the Balaseda washes, to save time, and it's a Hekel and Tinokos, it's a Hekel and Mikdash. That's a different story. Okay. Interesting, the Sefer HaMichtam writes, no till Yod of the Tibul Sheni means Matzah! Matzah? Yeah! They took all their food in Tvila. Remember Matbila B'nai Mayayim, we had it back in Kuf Ches? Yeah! Or going to the Rambam, where do you dip the matzah going to the Rambam? What? Taroses. Huh? It's the Rambam. So that's what he said. In Echanami, it means the matzah. It means the matzah. According to the Mordechai, Rabosai, if you have in mind from the very beginning, you want to have the Tilas Yudayim should go on everything, you don't require a second Tila. You don't require it. I'm going to be focused, I'm going to be concentrated. Says the Beis Yosef, but don't do that. But if you do it, you're going to be mevatel takonas chachamim. Mevatel the takonas chachamim. Ask the Bach, takonas chachamim is only if you dilma noga. If you are certainly not noga, there is no takonas chachamim. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Mogen Avraham, when he quotes this, he says, what takonas chachamim? Man dechar shmei. Who ever heard of takonas chachamim? There's no takonas chachamim over here. Let me read it to you. Yitl Yod of Yavaruch on Atila Sidayim. Says the Magen Avraham, I already did a Atila earlier. No. Chashin and Shema Yisiyach Da'ata V'nal V'makom Matuna. Because of a Mordechai, he quotes the Mordechai Beferish, which should look, I guess, inside. She'im Niskak, who has an old print? Who has the old, I need someone who has the old Mordechai. It says, Lamed Dalid Omid Beis. In the old print. Lamed Dalet on the base. That's probably much earlier than we saw. We saw is Lamed. The last time was Lamed Ches. Let's see if we can find where's Lamed Dalet on the base. What? Is that the Seder B'Ktzara?
Yeah,
Seder B'Ktzara. Oh, that's the Seder B'Ktzara. For us, the Seder B'Ktzara in our print starts on page. See? Yud Tes. Okay. How far in is it? Who can find this for me? Now, how many lines in? It's hard to find things over here. Kol shetibula b'mashka tzorok metzilas yadayim. It's pretty far in. In our page, it's in Kof Aleph, bottom of the first column. Gozu yadayim shem shnius. Yasu atibu b'lo netilim keni kabal ha-mashkan tumah b'nei yadayim. Yasu ha-mashkan rishonim. Kol apostles ha-tumah b'tamas ha-mashkan liyos tefila. I apologize. It's not a Mishnah in Tzuyam. It's a Mishnah in Pora. Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin. Remember I was talking about the Mishnah in Pora now? Just that parashat Pora. Be my guest. We cannot go any further than this. Okay? But Nitilas is who ain't a tricha brocha. Ain't a mishim dilma noga mamashka. Nimishim achilas yere. Barmina and Anotu Yod of the Paris are raising Vigasi Rucha Holt. Our Tosef talks about it. You really can't get involved in this. It is too much right now. And then he says as follows. The Firos ain't I nearly, right after the Lamed Beis of the Big Dayesha. That's what you can find. Okay? Everyone see it? The Lamed Beis of the Big Dayesha. She discovered in the Tila Rishona Ligmar Bo Kol Sudosa Below Hesse Hadas Ain't Sarah Laz of Little Shanis. You don't have to do it again. You don't have to do it. That's it. You don't have to do it. Then he says in the Lamed Beis Zela Shal Beis Sarah to Tafai and Hey Nira Li Below Yechavein Bekach Shalo Levatel Takonas Chachomim Shetikno Little Pamayim Belel Pesach. Sounds like it's a psa. Takonas chachamim. Where is this? Where is this? What is this? Who ever heard of it? Takonas chachamim. Who ever heard of it? Huh? I never heard of it. You ever heard of it? What do you say? Such a thing exists? Anybody? I never heard of it.
Maybe.
Yes.
I mean. That those who say that the Quran covers the Dilma and the Gemara, but if it's just the Dilma and you insult your fire, you know, the Natila, then maybe that indicates that there was a Takana that we assume that it was.
The Bogan Avram says, Lo yadati hecha matzina Takana zu. Never heard of it. Dilma asecha daite. So what do you see? Lo hisecha daite in Taralito. Miu. Hatsarach levarech techa binatila rishona. You have this in mind, if you wash your hands, you should make the bracha the very first beruchatz, and you would not require a rachza. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Okay, that's what he says. Let's take a look in the opening of Mishnah Berurah. I want you to see this a little bit inside and how it comes out. Inside, please. The very beginning of Taf Ayin Hei. I'm sorry?
I saw a God that suggests that purposely touch.
Oh, like the Beis Yosef, which is dafka touch. Very good. I'm sure that somebody says that. Take a look at Tuf Ayin Hey. Yitol Yavar Yol Yerach on the Tilas Yadayin. Take a look at the first Fiyalach. Okay, Yito, the very first word, the very first word in the Siman says Fiyalach on page 170. Ayin Mishkabura. Even though you did for Yerachas, Hagod and Nahal Chayshin and Shem Yisiyach Adayat Nog Mokam Batuna. That's what it says over here. Quote to Gemara. Zok the Vishivoli Aleket. Kevin Shetol Yatavis Radas and Borlo. Shashiva Yadav Eidim Lanaga Begitzvi HaKodesh, not for now. Ovishadvar Ma'amitam Al Yadayim Ein Tzorech Lachz Avalit Al Yadav Shiyadav Tahoros Mitzil Rishonim Hibnot Leil Lavarech Shemir Baruch Al Avadala Bogan Avram. Even we have to certainly wash HaKopon Meil Lavarech, right? V'hanocho, look what he says with Yohagod, he must have a God of Smish Tavur Sheba'of and Zeh Yitame Yadav Kodem Anadila. Look at that. The Tami Yadav. But it's whoever called it. It's the first of Mishnah Berurah. Okay. The first of Mishnah Berurah. Okay. The first. Okay. Let's go for it. That's part one of today's Shia. Part two. The next piece of Gemara on that Kuf, that's Vavav Beis. We have to move. We have no time to become too distracted now. Our time is short. Kuf Tezvav Amud Beis, part two of today's year. Zok the Heilige Gemara Amarava with a small dalit. Bolo Matzah Yotza. Bolo Morar. What's the next word? Yeah. Yeah? Don't you like the Gemara Rashi here about saying this rule? Don't know it's Rashi. What did Rashi give? What did Rashi say?
Yatsa.
So, why did Rashi say Yatsa? Bola matza bola losa, he didn't chew it Yatsa. Bola mar, Yatsa. He evsher shalotam bo tamor. He must have tasted a little bit of more. Argir says, lo Yatsa. Zok Rashban. Debinan tamor of Aleka. Wait a minute! The machlokes and the metzias. The machlokes and the metzias, the grandfather and grandson. Rashi says there is tamar, and Rashbam says there is no tamar. V'leka b'shem hachi kovod rachmona alamar es piv shal ochel zeichel amar es chayeim. Now you may recall, there's a chazanish we spoke about a long time ago that requires that the mar be actually bitter, not just going to become bitter if you're left in the ground for longer. And one of the rights to the chazanish is this gemara, but this Rashbam. The quality of the mar is pitted, that's actually if you have a bitter taste. You swallow it, no bitter taste. So you're not yotze, it's against the Rov Rishon against Rashi. Bola matza umaror. They matza yotze, they maror lo yotze. What does that mean? What does that mean, Rashi? Rashi. Bola matza umaror yachad. Velo ochel adayin lo mizeh, velo mizeh. Yotze de matza. Sheina tzricha tam. Why? Funny Rashi. Rashi said, Bola Morah alone is Yotza. If you Bola Matzah and Morah together, not Yotza. What does that mean? It means Morah, Rashi says, Eidus. You know, you swallow the Morah, you still have some taste. You swallow it, and B, have Matzah with it, that's already two strikes. You may no longer have the time maror whatsoever. So says Rashi. Here's the Pashuk of Rashi called his Girsa. He has Bola Moror Yotza. But Bola Moror together with Matzah, it is Lo Yotza. This is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi. Fine. But everyone agrees, Rabbi Osai, that Bola Matzah Yotza, that's the Girsa of the Holodeis. There's no other Girsa by Matzah. The Rif left it out. Comes the Meiri and suggests we pass in Lo Yotza. What? I'm a furish of din. Bola Mor Yotza. How can you pass in Fakert? What do you mean? Have a Gemara Fakert, says the Meiri. A Gemara. Mem Aleph from an Aleph. We had this Gemara. Let's take a look. We've been here before. Mem Aleph from an Aleph, Rabosai. What does it say? What does it say? Our Gemara talks about a person who cooked matzah. Right? He cooks matzah. And the question is, are you yotze with the cooked matzah? A whole discussion over here. You are yotze, you're not yotze. A whole pilpul. Okay? But the expression of the Gemara, primarily with Sefer Brachos, it's hinted to it here as well, is be'inan a tam matzah v'leka. Right, there's no tam matzah when you have matzah mivusheles. Right? Matzah mivusheles. It's a problem. You see from that Gemara that you need a tam matzah. Our Gemara says you don't need a tam matzah. So it's a machlokes. He wants a pask in the halacha that since you Gemara earlier in Mem Aleph and Bracha says Bina tamatza v'leka, so therefore, no tamatza, bola matza, lo yotza. That's how the Rif is explained by the Miri. That's why he left it out, Rabosai. That's why he left it out. What are all other Rishonim saying by this? Open the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah talks about it. Yeah, he even talks about it. Open the Mishnah Berurah. Bola matza. Bola matza is found in Simen Tov, Ayin Hei, Siv Gimel. Bola matzah yotza. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Chav Tes v'di'evin. Kam zemek re'achila. Ava b'shalo lo'osa b'lo gish tamar matzah. V'yaf agav d'li elsim etop samach alav sivdal. Paskina. Ben yotzi nevavushal mishum din izbatal tam matzah. Alma tzorech tam matzah. Well, that's the kash we just asked. The Levi said, based on this, we don't pass like our Gemara. He says, no. Yesh lomar. The Hosan Gora, which of the Apasvi Atma Ibdo Tamato, Avalhocha Yeshpo Tam, Elisha, who Lohigan Hatam Befib. What's Chefta Gavra all over again, right? If the Cheft has no Tamato, you're not Yotze. If the Gavra didn't experience Tamato, then you're Yotze B'dieved. This is what the Mogan Avram, the Taz, all say is the Posh, the Pshat. Yes, sir.
On Kuf Tet Vav Amud Aleph, we talked about how Maror is Mevatel Matza, and then Rashi and Rashbam will say the
Tam, Tam, right.
And
it's become the Tam. Tam Matza.
Yeah.
Right? Good question. You need Tam Matza. See, you absolutely do need Tam Matza. So Tosef's question over here, why Yotze if you have Maror and Matza together? Why do you say, Kevetim and Maror and Mitzvah Rabbonim, and Livatel and Maror, Lai Matza de Bahadei? Tosef's question of day. Ishlomad lo shaykh bitlal kshaloas and yacha. The yaz mevatal tam echad es chaveru. Avok shem shleim im afilu ye ayosim echaveru le mevatla. Only if it's the tam is mevatal. That's the tam we had on Amadala. The mitzvah means tam, Rashi, Rashbam, against the Ramban we spoke about just yesterday. Okay? This is what Tosu says. So the question is going to become, Rabbi Osai, a very serious question. What is the halacha of the maisa when it comes to all these things? The truth is, The distinction of Chefta Gavra is the primary distinction that we assume. That's what we assume. The Chefta has no tam, then it's no good. If there's no tam because you swallowed it, because you mixed it with something else, there's potential there was tam. So therefore, in a pinch, a person can be Yotze. Mitzvah Mevat Lezu Azu, Rabbanan Vaal Doraisa, that's some kind of a different din. It may be connected to time, maybe limited to time, but it's obviously there's a bit of the metaphysical mixed in there too. Otherwise, it's supposed to drop on the Raisa. It's a combination of the physical and the metaphysical. I'll leave it at that. Yes.
Also, Rashi over here says Matza She'ina Tzricha Tam.
Right.
So beforehand,
he
said it's the
right
that they need
Tam. Yeah. So the answer is Lechatchila Yinitam, but the Eved you know. That's the simple answer. That's the Rashi answer. Beferish. That's in Shabbat. Oh, we've had the Mishnah Berurah Chavtes. It's on Beferish. All this is very nice. According to Rashi's Girsa, Bola Mora Yotza, the whole world turns around. The big question is, what's Girsa Rama? Open to the back in your version, in the back of the Gemara, in Ishmael Amole, Perek Vav Halacha Beis. What is the Girsa Rama? I'm reading from the Frankel, Bola Matza Yotza, Bola Mora Lo Yotza. Says the Shinui in the Skos, in most old the Fusim it said, Bol al Mora, Mora, Yotza. Yotza. Who else said so? Rabbeinu Manoach, Baruch Haschaim, Kolbo, Xaviad, most old prince said, Yotza. Look at Lecha Mishnah. This is a marginal note, page Shin Lamed Aleph and Franklin Rambam, but according to most texts, although he has here Lo Yotza, most texts originally said Yotz. Isn't that amazing? The Rambam. We have Lo Yotz. According to most texts, it said Bol Amor Yotz. Rabbeinu Manoach had it. Okay. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, what about Matza Umor? So the Gemara says, the Rambam quotes it, Bol Matza Umor Kiyachot. Yidei matza yotza, yidei maror lo yotza. Whoa. What's the chiddush of this gemara according to both yourselves? What? What's the chiddush? So the Rambam explains the chiddush over here. Shehamoror ketfeilo lematza. What does that mean? Shehamoror ketfeilo lematza. What do the words mean? Shamoro ketfeilo lematza.
It's
bottle. So therefore what? So the moro is bottle to the matza. You're not yotze moro, but you are yotze matza. The matza yotze, the moro lo yotze, because the moro is bottle to the matza. Okay? That's certainly a possibility.
That's only if you have rule. If you have
Let's go slow. The next piece of Gemara, which is relevant right now, is Karchan v'siv ublon after they matza nami lo yotze. What does korchen besiv mean? Rashi, korchen besiv shneim yachad besiv hadeka lo yotze shere lo hoya mamish bepiv lo zev lo zev. They weren't. It's not the Rashi from Yeshivish. Lo hoya mamish bepiv. What's mamish? Taka grada. What's mamish over here? What do they mean? If it was, it was not in his mouth. The answer means it was physically in his mouth, but it went through with a capsule. Huh? Very nice. But with a capsule. The sieve is a capsule. So it wasn't mamish in his mouth. It was just passing through, but never touched the sides or the back. So it's nothing. That's a simple read of Rashi. It's a simple read. Now, it's interesting. That's how Rashi understands. Rabbeinu Manoach has as follows. I'm reading the Rabbeinu Manoach. Bolol Moror, some say Yotza, different yourselves. He says Yotza, like Rashi. Some Svarim changed in the Rambam and said, Lo Yot. Different yourselves. So, Bola Matzah Moro Kiechot, Matzah Yotza, but not Moro, because Moro is Tfela. What does that mean? What does that mean? So, some say, I'm reading a Tupsham Rabbeinu Manoach. Tam Moro Binan, Vahai Hoa below Blosso, Viochel Matzah Imo, Ein Lo Shum Ta. Rashi. Rashi. The Tama Rav Iker came with the Mora with the Rabbono. What does that mean? What does that mean? Korban Besiv. What about that? Remember what I said? Why? Ein Mamoshes Bepiv. Shasiv Mafsik. This is Rashi. Instead of the word Mamish, it's with Mamoshes Bepiv. Okay. But there's another pshat. He boiled the soo. Do he boil the mitim lo motzi toim? He says the cheft is mufka. Because although this cheft had not been in the capsule, you could have tasted it, but given it's in the capsule, you simply cannot taste it. As opposed to bola matzo lechuda, he boiled the mitim motzi the mitim. The sin in the dollar, you're not going to believe it. Come on. I thought of this on my own. I was so excited when I saw the Rabbeinu Manoach. Come on. What's famous Klal of Shas?
Something German.
No. The Klal and Shas. What did he set us up for it? He said, in one case, you have to swallow the mouth. If you wanted to, you could have tasted it. You started not to. Not mak. That's right. Kol Aroy, Labila, and Bila, Makavisbo. Shani Roy, Labila, Bila, Makavisbo. Can you imagine that? Unbelievable. I thought of it on my own. And I was jumping. I found Rabbeinu Manoach. That's what he says. Amazing. Amazing. That's what he says. Again, the different gear souls in the Rambam, it's a machlokas gear souls over here. Two different gear souls. Now, according to Shitas, is there machlokas in the Metzias? Rabbi Osai? I want to say there's no machlokas in the Metzias. Because Rashi says he must have tasted something. And Rashbam says, Sorok Lemaris Piv. Let me ask the Pshat. If the Mar is passing through, it's a bitter taste. So something, you smell it, you feel it, you know, the taste and the smell are very connected to each other. So there's some little barriers that you are margish, that you experience. That's what Rashi says. Rashbam says, Zeta, don't talk to me about experience. Sound like some kind of a modernist experience. Also the Israel experience or something. Don't mean Hakkad experience. Is your mouth bitter or not? That's a machlokas. There's no machlokas in the Metzius. Do you experience bitterness, or do you taste bitterness in your mouth? See, I'm trying to explain the machlokas, the grandfather and the grandson, if they're not finding about the Metzius. Fine. According to the Rashbam, was a girsa, bolo matzo yotza, bolo moro lo yotza, bolo matzo mori de matzo yotza, moro lo yotza. What's the chiddush? Is the chiddush de matzo yotza? Or they more lo yotza. What do you say? According to Rashbam, Rashbam is bala mara lo yotza. So what's the chiddush? Bala matzah yotzah, matzah yotzah, mor yotzah. Which one is the chiddush? The first half or the second half? That's right, the first half. Read the Rashbam. Rashbam says, bala mor lo yotzah. Okay. According to Agir, it's all the farish. Bala matzah is the seventh wide line, medium line in the, they call it chubby line, in the Rashbam. Bala matzah mor de matzah miu yotzah. That's the chiddush. The lo teimod afri de matzah lo yotzah. Why? Because tarta le reisa. Number one, shalotam ta matzah. And number two, begam lo noga begrono shamora chotit bintayim. Ooh. And you might have thought the combination of these factors is enough to sink you. Kamash malon ye yotzah anyway. What's the tier of these two svaras? What's the tier of the two svaras? Pashat, I would say that the tier is as follows. If you actually tasted it, then obviously there's no hefsek. What do you mean? Obviously not a full chatzitza. It's coming to tell you, Rabbi Osai, you shouldn't think you're not yotzei, because double reis. Number one, that you don't taste anything. And number two, lo noga begrono, that's an absolute chatzitza, that's a proof that there's no taste whatsoever. Something along those lines we could suggest. It's interesting. The Rambam had a different expression. Hamara tfeilu lematzah. If you have the girsa, you then moro lo yotzah, it's very hard to understand. Well, how can it be? Let's chazer again. There are two gears in the Rambam. One gear says, Yidei moro lo yotza. Okay, bolo moro lo yotza. Bolo matzo moro ki achot yidei matzo yotza. Yidei moro lo yotza. Sham moro ketfer lo matzo. What's he explaining over here? That you yotze the matzo, or that you're not yotze the moro? Pashat is explaining you're not yotze the moro. But even bolo moro alone is lo yotza, according to the gears that's printed in our typical Rambams. So what do you tell me, a chiddush? You're not yotzi the mogul that's tefillah matzah. Even if it's not tefillah matzah, you're not yotzi anyway. Bola mor lo yotzah. What's going on over here? Elamai, you have the girsa yotzah. Another proof to the girsa yotzah. Bola mor is yotzah. Here not. Why? Because it is tefillah. It's not completely clear what that means, tefillah. So the Ravid says, ze shibush. She'ein atam lemor ela she'eino toim tamor. Elim kein lo asa. I'm not sure what exactly is the Ravid driving at. What was his gerus in the Rambam? It was gerus yotza. That's the pashup shot. His gerus in the Rambam was balamoror is yotza. That's a shibush because our gerus is lo yotza. And it's going on moror, not going on a matzah moror together. That's a possibility. It's not completely clear what the Rambam's gerus was. It's hard to know for sure. Korcha b'siv is the next gemara, right? We saw Rashi. A hefsek, right? A hefsek. So the question is, Rabbi Osai, the Lecha Mishnah's kasha. Lecha Mishnah asks, if Korcha B'siv is a hefsek, Rabbi Osai, so why isn't the Moror a hefsek as well? The Moror should be hefsek as well. If you Korach the Matzah in the Moror, and the Moror surrounds the Matzah, why isn't the Moror a capsule? The same as the Siv is a capsule, why wouldn't the Moror itself be a capsule? In Tomar, Ma Tam Lechali Ben Siv Lamoro. Yesh Lomar, listen to this Lecha Mishnah. The Moro Ke'afel Gav the Kirchon Mutter. Why? The Kevan the Bey is Abed Mitzvah, Afel Gav the Loyotza, this Yidechov in this particular case. Mikol Mikol Abi Hefsek, Kevan the Me'ein HaMitzvah. Aval korchon b'siv de'ein asiv v'inyan ha-mitzvah klal v'ayah de'avi efsek. Min b'mino ein ha-chotzes, along those lines. So the two cheftes shal mitzvah, one matzah and one moror, even though you're not yotzei the moror in this particular case because you swallowed it, doesn't matter. It's another b'cheftes mitzvah to be a min b'mino and not to be chotzes. So writes the Lecha Mishnah. Wow. That's what the Lechem Mishnah says. That's a very big Kiddush. So writes the Lechem Mishnah. Good. Good. Interesting. Interesting. The Mekeves Mishnah has a nupshat right over here. Kloyota Shamar Kitfela Lematza. What's he saying? Not the Pasha Pshat. You have Rambam inside? It's in the back? Look at the word. Yeah, it's there, right? Am I correct? It's there? Good. So let's read it again. Bolamatza Yota. Bolamora. What gives it there over there? Loyot. That's a good one. Bolamatza Mora Kiyechad. Yine Matza Yotza. Yine Mora Loyota. Shemora Kifela Lamatza. Says the Mekevah's mission is explaining why Yotza the Matza. Why are you out to the matzah? Fascinating pshat. Why are you out to the matzah? I might have thought you're not out to the matzah either. Why? It's like a sieve. It's like a sieve. No. Come to tell you, shamara could fail the matzah. It's not like a sieve. It's not like it's not like a capsule. It's considered to be tumbled to the matzah. And for this reason, you are out to an amazing pshat in the Mekeves HaMishnah. It's interesting. The Meiri explains based on the Metzius that Korcha B'Maror I Evsha Shalom Noga Mashahu B'Piv. The matzah, come on, it's not hermetically sealed. If you wrap it up in lettuce, there are always going to be holes in the lettuce. Come on, it's going to touch something. As opposed to Korcha B'Siv, which is, what's a sieve literally? It's a date leaf. Sometimes very hard. It's like a capsule. It doesn't touch whatsoever. That's what it says. It's interesting. This is what the Magen Mishnah says over here in the Sechta, in Rambam Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. This is as follows. Af al pisha mora mafsik bein shumata lepiv ena choshev hefsik pisha mora kitfeila lematza. Mamish has a shalak like the Kevus Mishnah. Havak shakirech v'siv hasiv mafsik v'choshev hefsik v'chach lo yotza v'filo de matza zeh das rabbeinu. The Rashi is the same way. This is what the Magen Mishnah says. Alright, in Perek Vav in Hilchos Chametz Matza, halacha beis, so writes the Magen Mishnah. Okay, so what's the Magen Mishnah? The Lechem Mishnah also has what to say. He wants to know. The Lechem Mishnah wants to know what's the difference between these two cases. He doesn't like the Magen Mishnah's pshat. This is like this. Hold on. Let's go a little bit further. There's a fascinating Rabosai pre-Chodosh. On this day, Tav, I, and Hey, I'm going to read it to you. Siv Gimel. It's an amazing pre-Chodosh, what's the Pearson, which relates to this thing. Tav Ayin Hey Siv Gimel. Look at the pre-Chodosh says. Mash mevada di afim korach amatzen amora shenu geet klal v'piv yotze v'chein lavdav gemora elo adin im kercha b'sharmini ochlin. Not just maror because it's a cheftish of mitzvah. Any food is not a chatzitza. Why not? The bechol gav the yotzei chomus matzah. The Mishnah Tosefin Zovin who ochel b'san nivlas oftar kircha bechazeres ubla tame b'siv ubla tar. I'm quoting Perek Gimel in Hilcharis of Atumas Halacha Hey, because the Mishnah says, quote, Hainu tava mishum dekeva dechazeres min machalu min b'minu en achotet mashegen b'siv v'chein kosev rash in the Mishnah in Zavim Perekei Mishnah Yud Aleph. What an amazing Kesev Mishnah. Min, all food we say min b'minu en achotet. That doesn't mean a chefta shal mitzvah. Food does not separate between other food and your mouth. Only a sieve, that's a hard piece of leaf, it's not a food at all, that could be a chotet. Yes, sir.
So the problem with the sieve is that it prevents you from experiencing the time?
It's a capsule. It never went through, it's not considered to be eating. You didn't
so
eat
it's not derech achil.
I didn't say that. That's it.
So what is
it doesn't category? It's a hefsek. It doesn't touch your
Why is that a touch? Why is that a requirement?
One, the definition of eating is what's called hanaz goro, and it has to pass through to touch. It's considered to be a hefsek. Chatzitza alpidin. Yes, sir.
It's not only not touching, it's also you're not tasting it.
You're also not tasting it, but not tasting it alone would not be fatal. Bala matzah yotzah. You didn't taste it. Okay, this is what it says over here in the Prichodesh and Simen Top, Ayin Hey, Sif Gimel. Very important Prichodesh, based on the Svaras of the Kesem Mishnah, of all places, Hilchos Avos HaTumas. Okay? Fine. This is important for us to know Halacha Lamaisa. Take a look at what I'm saying in the Mishnah Brura here in Sivkot and Lamed Gimel. Sivkot and Lamed Gimel. What did Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch wrote over here in Siv Gimel a new word. The fisha ain derech achila bekach. Oh, someone who said shelo derech achila. Mechaber to the mechaber. Says the Mishnah Brura. In korach amatzah b'dvar machal l'bol yotzav afishi yesh hefzik ben amatzah l'grono. Kevin Shneim and Imachol, Derech Achila Bekach. If your only problem is Derech Achila, I can understand it. If your problem is Chatzitza, it's not so poshut. Minuvina Nechotzitz, it's interesting, he cropped the Prichodesh. Only quoted part of it, the Mishnah Brura Lamed Gimel. He should have quoted the whole thing. The question of Chatzitza, Minuvina Nechotzitz, the Kesem Mishnah, was Abbas HaTumis. He did an edited edition over here. He's talking about derech achila, a different shortcoming, and he said there, if it's another food, it's derech achila bekach. It's a whole different vart, Abosa. A whole different vart. Nafkamina, Abosa. Nafkamina. What'll happen if you have medicine, which is treif mamish, you want to take it in a capsule, and the capsule is not a food. The capsule is very hard. The capsule may be even kosher, who knows what. Is there a problem with swallowing medicinal matters when it's in a capsule? The Chodesh should be, it's no problem whatsoever. It's Karach and Misiv. Right? It's complete and it's hard. Right? So a capsule should be the ultimate sieve, and there should be no prohibition whatsoever. But if you learn on both sides, you just saw Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says over here, that's a question of Eino Derech Achila. Right? That means, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. Not that it's a din of chatzitza per se. It's a shaloka derech achila osam. It's the Gemara Pesachim Chavdalim and Beis, which we never really got into. But shaloka derech achila osam, we discussed it a few times, which is a shortcoming, but we discussed this a lot. Is it mutter to eat treifis shaloka derech achila osam? What do you think? Mutter or osam? Pashas is osam and Rabbanan, it's the Chavdalim and Beis. But the whole accomplishment of a capsule, which is like sieve, is only to lower it down to the level of shaloka derech achilaso, we should not be taking capsules if we don't need them. Because eating treif, shaloka derech achilaso. If you're sick, so if you're makom chol, they won't go to the poshta. Look at the stukha and have chavdal in the base with the kesem mishnah, not for now. But if, the way we say psha, it's not a mice achila whatsoever, it's in a capsule, never touches the skin. The contents of the capsule. It should be het the gummer. Even if you're not a cholish ain't bas sakana. You just have a small headache. You want to take one of these slow release capsules. It should be mutter. But if you learn it, should look at there. It's not so simple. That's also unless you qualify as a cholish ain't bas sakana, according to most authorities, many authorities. But both these are all important halachas, halacha lamaisa. All the time it comes up. All the time. The Ran is what already said at Shaloka Derech Achila. I can't blame the Mechaber. The Ran said so. The Ran, we read the Ran. No? Did we read it? Let's read it again. Turn to the Ran. I'm not sure if you saw this part inside. Always fresh in my memory. We saw a different part of the Ran. Let's read Koch and Besiv. Korach and Besiv, ublon acho yidei matzo yotza, she'ein derech achila bekach. Either he means because it's a chatzitza, or it means a general principle of ain't there a chachila b'kach. He doesn't give the expression, it's a chatzitza. He can't tell from the Ran. The simple shot of the Ran is it's simply a shaloka there a chachilasa. That's the way I understood it. Again, it's not completely clear. Not completely clear. Okay, Rabbi Elsai, this is the Yisod. The Ran also agrees with Tosis. Tosis said over here that only you say mitzvahs mevat lezu azu if you swallow them. If you chew them, if you taste it. Just swallow it down. Says Tosis, there's no din of mitzvah mevatlas zu azu. The Ran says something very, very similar. It works according to Shita's Rashi and the Rashbam and that Kuftas Vav. That mevatlas zu azu means it's mevatl the tam. What about according to those poskim who say not that way? That it's only mevatl the mamoshes, al pidin, whatever it may be. What do they do with this? It's interesting. Rabbeinu David said, referring to a case of his mana mikdosh. The mor is the raisa. So if mor is the raisa, it's not mevatel the matzah. It's the same mevatelus zu as zu. Even though you are not yotze the mor right now. Why? It's roy lotzispo. Again, if you could have been yotze with this mor, you just bought it to swallow, to chew it. So therefore, it's not considered to be a chatzitz in the matzah. Even though right now you didn't chew it. That's a very big kiddush for Rabbeinu David. That's what he says. That's what he says. Fine. We both said we finished part two of the issue. What's your question?
I just don't understand why we have to say the case of Mbali Matzah the Mar Kriyachad, Matzah
Yotza Mar Lo Yotza.
Why do we say that there's Maror and the Matzah's in between the Maror?
That's how they understand it to me. It's a sandwich, you know, it's a wrap. But the wrap is the Matzah, and there's the Maror and the Matzah's inside.
But could it have been the other way also?
Because that's soft Matzah's. I'm telling you, so hard matzah. You can't wrap matzah around anything. My matzah was delivered yesterday from Salem Papa. I lost money. Lost me more money than I could have gotten for 18. We were there. Cost me 21. I don't know. What should I do? That's what I charge. Now we have to see how many matzahs there are in the box. It's relevant for this, that buying. See how many matzahs. He said it gets as many as 10. He said, "Is that what you heard when you were there?" Somebody had to use bells matzahs. Only 6 bells is a very thick matzahs. Everyone has their own, but let's not go there right now. Okay, part 3 of today's shir has to do with the last piece of the Gemara on Kuf Tezvav Amid Beis. Rabosa, Omar Avsimi Barashi. Have a look inside. Omar Avsimi Barashi. We'll be left off. Matzah of Snake Olechad Viachad. Moral of Snake Olechad Viachad. Chavos Snake Olechad Viachad. Ben Okrin is al Shulchan. El of Snake Misha Omer Hagodah. There's one person who says Hagodah. Rashi. Ein Sarach Lahag Bia Ka'oro. Kisha Maskal Hagodah. Elim in the Fne Hagodah Shaben. Sha'osa Haseder. Vi Omer Hagodah. According to Rashi that we spoke about, you remember last time. There's no such thing as Akira in the sense of removing a table or Korah. It doesn't exist in Rashi's account. It doesn't exist at all. Rashi had a different girsa back in the Mishnah. Remember, it's like we spoke about it then. Rashi had a view the fun of according to Rashi was Yerokas. Right? According to our girsa, it's a Shulchan. They took the Shulchan, they brought it back a second time, and there was an Akira in between. Rashi denied, Lahalahard Rabbi Olam. Aidis Gemara. No. Akira means just to pick it up. To pick it up, Rabos. Just pick it up. That's what we do, no? You pick up the whole Achman, you pick it up. Akira only means picking it up. This is Shita's Rashi. Picking it up, no more than that. Just picking it up. Fine. Ready? Yes, sir.
Is Rashi assuming that Bisman Habayis, they had a Kiara with the Tavshilin and everything?
Yeah. That's a Pashup Shah. Okay, it's a push-up shot. However, let's go on one minute. Rav Huna Omer, Kulu Nami Lifnei Misha Omer Agoda. Yechuska Rav Huna. Why must you have matzah, morav, and charosikul in front of everybody? Rashi is silent. Rashbam, look at Rashbam. Rav Huna says, what is the reason for it? Matzah, the last few chubby lines. Minim shalehenay lehasim al abitus, v'yashulchan lefnei kol echad v'yechad. Hilchah, sarech matzah umar lefnei kol echad v'yechad al shulchana. Why? We'll see soon. Aval didan ein sarech kiim lefnei misho saseder. V'hu yechalek lechol echad matzah umar. Doesn't explain why. Doesn't explain why. Tosfos explains why. Matzah lechad v'yechad. Nere de tabak reshiyitom tekev lebrocha miyad. If everyone has their own matzis, then what? They can eat right away. Everyone has their own matzis. It'd be a whole long time till they actually get their matzis. To you a portion, a right portion of everybody. Kevich is also bracha yil l'shem chova. Aval b'shar yemos hashana, then a bracha l'chova, ain't tzarech litom techem l'bracha miyad. What does this mean? Simple read. Birchas HaMitzvah, you have to eat right away. Birchas HaNenin, not. It's a simple read of Tosfos. It's more important to limit and to eliminate to the best of your ability the lag between the bracha and the mitzvah than there is to eliminate the lag between the Birchas HaNenin and the actual eating. That's a simple read of Tosfos, the Ramaskil Matzah. The simple read. Fine. It's interesting. We pass like Rav Huna. So the whole thing should be irrelevant. We'll see soon. Perhaps we can make the following suggestion, Rav Osa, a different suggestion. Rav Avadya taught us, who was on Skype yesterday, and I said, not everyone was here. I told you from Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya writes his own personal custom in a footnote of Chazal Avadya. What he does, there's a whole dispute. What do you do first? You eat the two kazesim first, or you divide to all the people, give them their portions first? It's his own pshara. He took a mashu, so it shouldn't be a hefsek for him. And then he gave everybody kazayas from each top and the middle matzis. And then they all ate together. Rabosai, what if you do that? So what happens? This indicates that we're concerned over here with a question of hefsek. When it comes to Birchas HaNenin, there were those who say, based on our Gemara, on our sugya, the following amazing din. Listen to this one. This is one which is amazing. What happens if I say Hamotzi Lechem on Arts and I say, who's in the NCAA tonight? And I say, oh, what's the din? What do I have to do now? Do a bracha. I had to talk about some crazy topic, nothing to do with the bread. It's called March Madness. Is it April already? Chashtenish. Okay, but anyway, Sarachim. Rabbi, serious discussions over here. So if I talk about some extraneous point between Hamotzi and the bread, then I make a bruch all over again. What happened in the following case? Let's say this past Friday night, so you have usually the bus, Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz, and there are 10 people around the table, and they're all waiting to eat a slice of bread, okay? So what happens? I make a motzah lechem and arts. I take a piece of challah in my mouth, and I'm dividing to you. Guys, what's the weather like tomorrow? What's it in? The Ramah says, believe it or not, he's allowed to eat without a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah. What? This is impossible to explain. If I make my own bracha and I talk about the weather, I'm not yotzei to make a new bracha. And here I didn't make my own bracha. I'm yotzei with somebody else's bracha. I talk about the weather, I'm all right. I'm a b'di'evet, not a chatzila. How do you explain that? So the Lamdanim, no, this is the pshat. I printed this chat in my safe on brachos. I don't say all safe, but I think it's a correct chat. When it comes to birchas hananin, it's a big lumdus in the poskim. When I make a birchas hananin on an apple, I take a bite, let's say I have grapes, many grapes. I take one grape in my hand and then 20 more grapes. Bore prio eitz. What's pshat? It's chal on all 20 grapes? Well, no. It's chal on the first grape, but the 19 don't need a bracha. Tough. Rinse come up.
If you lose the
thing, my grape, drop it and falls into the sewer. According to many poskim, I gotta make a bracha all over again. Why? But the other 19 grapes are still in front of me. No. Your bracha was only on that one grape. That's it. The rest is tough. If that's the case, which many poskim say, we can go back to our case. If I make a bracha for 10 people around the table on Friday night, the ikar bracha is me, my piece of challah. And all your challahs tuffle to mine. Radical, that's a radical extension. But that's the case we're going to sing. If I make a bracha, Motzi, and I talk about the weather, got to make a bracha all over again. If you talk, you're okay. Because your challah is tuffle to my challah, and I already was challah my challah. That being the case, we're also going to understand the difference between Pesach and all year long in a different way. Namely, we're not discussing one person, a Seder for one. No, we're discussing when there could be many people around the table. So if I make a bracha all year long, I make a bracha, hamotzi lecha min haaretz. I don't need matzah lefnei kol lecha b'yechad. Because my bracha is chala, what I do, and yours tafel, so you wait a little longer, it's no big deal. But on Pesach, it's a birchas ha-mitzvah. Al achilas matzah. We can't say that your kazayis matzah is coupled to my kazayis matzah. Every person does a mitzvah by himself. That could be pshat over here. That could be pshat. I can't say for sure it was the pshat, but it's a possibility. You can look, that Ramot's found in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, Rabosai. Kuf Samach Zayin. As a matter of fact, the Mogen Avraham there in Sukkot New Test explains Tosas that way. He suggests it. And he says, well, no, Tosas referred to a case where he didn't speak. Okay, but the Yisod is correct. The Yisod is correct. The Mogen Avraham there has a Chiddush Neira Ba'adir. It's scary. This is a bracha. Is a bracha. You have to be toin toch kidei dibur. Shalom alech Rabbi Mori. What's that? 2 seconds. Who ever heard this music? I don't do it myself. A person has a challah. He has a motzi lechem minaretz. Starts slicing and then he got into his mouth. Toch kidei dibur. What's this toch kidei dibur coming from? I don't know. It's a chumrah. I'm just laying out passion. We're not knowing that chumrah. We're not knowing that chumrah. This rabbi say again. It's pshat and tonsvis. It was discussing being motzi other people. Being motzi other people. Okay? Okay, fine. The Dvar Shmuel says, no. Even myself. There's a greater chash of hefstik by birchas and mitzvahs than there is when it comes to birchas and mitzvahs. It's a tzaddik from the Rambam that way. The problem is, of course, that's only Rav Simi. Rav Huna's cholek. And we pass it also to Rav Huna. So maybe Rav Huna disagrees with the entire Yisod. It's hard to tell. It's interesting. Look at the Piskei HaTosfos, Rebosai. Look at the Piskei HaTosfos for a minute. Piskei HaTosfos. You don't usually look at Piskei HaTosfos. It's Os. Wrote it down. Shin Yud Zayin. Shin Yud Zayin Piskei HaTosfos. Very strange. Shin Yud Zayin. Piskei HaTosfos. Page, there's no page in this edition, it doesn't have a page number. It says, B'chol ha'shana she'en b'racha chova ein tzarech litom teichev l'bracha. They make the distinction between Chol ha'shana kula and Pesach la'alocha. Why? Who made that distinction? Rav Simi. Rav, we pass him like Rav Huna, he'll suck Rav Huna. Yeah?
Can't you say that what's referring to that has to be overly siyasan and not overly siyasan?
Maybe, but quoting this in the halacha lemaisa piskei HaTosfos is difficult because Tosfos said pshat in an amora which the gemara whom the gemara passes against. It's a little bit tricky, Rabosai. You think this is tricky, Rabosai? It's a much bigger problem than the Mordechai. Again, it's chazav again. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. Do you have to have matzah baruch ros v'zeichalecha or not? We pass in no. What about Akira? Ein okun es hashulchan el lefnei mi she'omer agoda. No dispute. Right? No dispute. Rav Simi says so. Rav Huna says so. There's no dispute. Right? Am I correct? With respect to openness, Hashulchan and Agada, there's no dispute. Turn to the Mordechai. You'll see something amazing. Please turn to the back, to the Mordechai. All the way in the back. Look at the big Dayesh HaKaf test. I think you'll be able to find it. The big Dayesh HaKaf test. Page Lamed Vav in our print. So if you have the old print, they're the very end of the Masech. Hilchas Hakulu Feirish Omer Agoda. V'achi Kaimalon. Kemandi Omer Ein Okrin. Everyone see me? The Hilchas Hakulu. It's Lamed Vav, column 2, the first bold, first full paragraph. V'achi Kaimalon. Okay, that's so far like a Buna. So far, so good. Then it says, Kemandi Omer Ein Okrin. Ein Okrin? What Ein Okrin? Who Ein Okrin? Where Ein Okrin? Everyone agrees that Ein Okrin is Agoda. That's Hashulchan Feirish Omer Agoda. There's no Machlokas on Okrin. And he says, "Dafilu leman de Amar Okrin, haynu dafkol ahem shehayalam shulchan eskitanim on a shulchan b'shalom gadol v'alel osarach." That we saw that in Tosfos. What are you talking about? There's no machlokas by Okrin. Look at Chof Tes in the big day Yesha, close to Marsha, close to Gemara. Hine amachaber mit Mordechai. Sava Shirav Huna Pasak She'enam Okrim Klal El HaKol Yeh B'fonav. What? V'yena Sugi L'shom Mashmachi El HaKula HaMamod In Be'akiris HaShulchan HaShiyish Lo B'chulei. What happened over here? The Mordechai seem to have learned that according to the other opinion, there's no requirement for Akira whatsoever. What does that mean? According to our Gerson, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. What's he talking about? What's pshat? Unless he wants to say that you have some kind of a special status for the Omer Agoda. So if you hold that Rabosa? That everyone has matzah baruch haroses, so the special status of the Baal Agoda is that he only is okay. If you hold the special status of the Baal Agoda that he only has matzah baruch haroses, you don't need okay. That's a wild idea. Maybe that's how this Mordechai learned. I haven't seen another Rishonim. I'm just telling you, the Marshal is a kasha, and I don't have a better text. What are the better text? So now in the remaining 15 minutes. Let's focus, Rabosai, halacha lemaisa on Akiras HaShulchan. We spoke about it a long time ago, last week, when we first started the Mishnah, on Kuf Tetzvah, with the two Havos and Akira, etc. Let's now look more carefully. What does this Akira consist of? So the Rashbam, between the Rashbam says, I used to remove the entire table, but there were small tables. We have big tables. So what do? This is the first wide, very wide line of the Rashbam. I will honor misalkin as akara shabba matza umar bushmeis avshilin l'sof hashulchan v'day lanu b'kach. It's enough to move it to the end of the table. That is sufficient. Tosfos is nothing similar. What Tosfos say? L'mokin as hashulchan davka shalahen shein tanin avashlan shein gdolin ika torah godol b'akirasa. We're going to put it. Nagul the salak akar letzad echad the leve kakiras shulchan. It's enough to just put it off to the side. That itself, tzaracher, or what the Marshbam's lashon was, to what? To the sofa shulchan. You move to the other end of the table. So this is, you find this in the Rashbam and the Tosus. The Akira today, we have big tables. If you take the Kara, move it to the other end of the table. That's it. The Rosh is the purist. It's true, the Rosh says you can't lift up the mahogany table, you're going to put it. Pick up the entire Kara, move, take it out of the room. Take a look on the Rosh. Simon Chav Tes. That's what he says. Misalkin. Take a look, please. Simon Chav Tes. Why should it be so cheap? Move it to the end of the table, just get rid of it. Take a look. The Lashon of the Rosh, Hayidna, it's page Mem Dalid, line 4, column 1. Hayidna, Shoshokhana, Shabana Gedolame, Vitorach, Misalkam, Misalkinan Hakkara, Sheba, Hamatis, Ki'ilu, and Emrotum Nechal Yoseh. Where? Out of the room. That's what I would say. Take it away. Why must you be so lazy and just move it to the other end of the table? It's not so hard. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. That's what the Ritva is in the Zagana. Just remove it completely from the room. The Rav Yah says two things. You move it to the end of the table. Umechase b'mapo es hakli. You know what's going on? You move it to the side and you cover it. So we already pointed out before, I think Nathan mentioned this comment, based on the Rashbam, on the Kuf Omer Aleph. We're supposed to look on Kuf Omer Aleph. This covering is based on the Rashbam, I believe. Kuf Omer Aleph. On Kuf Omer Aleph, the Rashbam says over here, below Rav Yossi, the last Rashbam. The last Rashbam says, what do we come from? Pores Mapo Mekadesh. What did it achieve? With a small little hay. Alaporis mapa alamapa kadin shav shoshana. You cover the matzah for the kamar. Then he says, Inami mishum siluk pisora. What does the word pisora mean?
Table.
You remove the table. But instead of removing it completely, you cover it. Covering is removing it. Right? You mentioned this a long time ago. Covering is removing it. That's what it says. So you cover, you remove it. So then, now you understand the Rav Yah, why is it to cover it? I have only one question. Why must you move it and cover it? Just leave where it is and cover it. It's a combination. I look at the Rav Yah. He says a combination. You move it to the side and you cover it. I don't understand why I need both. If covering is the equivalent of Silik HaShulchan, why must you move it? Maybe it's Lav Dafka. I'm not even sure. I'm not sure. Okay. Now, yes?
Covering it. It's like Akiras HaShulchan.
Correct.
It's not enough to prompt Kadesh Yishuv because
even though Rabbo Sai covering is the equivalent of Akira, that's in halachic terms, based on Daf Kuf. But in practical terms, to get the kid to answer the question, you gotta move it over.
So then, what you do with those who hold that all you have to do is move it over is not locus and what the shear of.
Right? They say if you move it over, that itself is an Akira. The Rabbo says no. There's no precedent in Shas for that. But the carpet being here is a precedent of Kuf. But to make them ask, you got to move it over. Not bad. Very good. I like that. Take a look at Rashi. Okay. You already pointed out that Rashi denies the whole concept of Akira. Look at Shulchan Aruch, please. Simon Tov, Ayin Gimel, Siva. Tov, look inside. Everyone has to open. You must open now. Tov, Ayin Gimel, Siva. See what it says. Also, we have 10 more minutes. We have to maximize our time. It's on page 168, line 3. The Agbia Hakora Sheyeshba Amatus Yoma Olach Manya Admanishtana The Oz the Mechaber says, Ivat Ramo. So Rabosai, it seems at first glance, the Mechaber quoted both Rashi and the Rashba. Rashnat Akira means to pick it up, and the Rashbamat Akira means to remove it. So the Mechaber wasn't sure it was right, he quoted both.
I mean, the Mechaber was living in Mizmano, they were weren't oker the whole shulchan anymore. So I don't think he's being kosheish for the opinion that you're supposed to move the whole shulchan.
Why not? He says the whole point of moving to the end of the lanichem b'sof ha'shulchan is our equivalent of what used to happen then. You take a look, Rabosai, in the Mishnah Berurah Samachay, we have a small table. She removed it completely. Or if it's, I would say we remove the whole table if it's so small, if you're able to pick it up and find a place to put it. That was the original din of the Gemara, according to the way almost all Rishonim understand. Okay, that's what I would have thought. So I look in the Beis Yosef, and the source for the very first line is not Rashi, but rather the Rosh. The Rosh is in two places. It's in Tshuvas HaRosh, who apparently said it on his own. You take a look, Rabbi, so you don't have the Tshuva. Look at the amazing Rosh, which is found in the Hilchos Pesach B'Ktzara. You must look there. It's incredible. Hilchos Pesach B'Ktzara. At the very end of the Rosh in the Menah Masech, he gives you a very brief rundown of what to do after Arvei Pesach. Hilchos Pesach B'Ktzara. Look what's found over here in the Rosh. It's amazing. Some amazing things. Let's take a look over here. It's in our print, page Memtes. Who does not have our print? Who does not have the new proof? Who does not have page Memtes? A few guys? It's a different part to find it. I'm just going to do our print at the same time. The fourth and the last line in column one. V'yagbiya hakara v'yomar holachma admanishtana. Okay, you pick it up because you're saying holachman. That's the pshat of both sides. The Rosh doesn't seem to say it on his own, not based on any Rashi. You're saying holachman, you gotta say the words, you gotta have it, you have to pick it up. That's how I'm in it. Pick it up, holachman. V'yikach hakara sheba matos shal mitzvah la'asira me'al ha'shulchan. It's tomorrow's top line. And it's no bracha on the halal. And he goes on, and he talks about the long fight over here by the Borough Prigoff and Kokos the Coast. Where are the matzahs all this time? Has he brought him back yet? I'm asking you, has he brought him back yet? No. No. Where are they brought back? Take a look, Rabosai. On the last two words on the line, on column two, halfway down, Namashef, V'yachakach notel. Does anyone see that? It's, you see where the big tzorich is on the right side, it goes straight ahead and down a couple lines. V'yachakach notel. Yodov, who machzirin the fun of Amatzos. What? What did you say? The Rosh says the matzos are not there from the time you put them away before Manashtana until you finish Netilas Yadayim. What happened to what? What happened to what? What's this against? Leave that Rambam. That's the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Lechem she'onim alav. Marim ha'ar. In the next room?
Apparently yes.
And what do you do with the Gemara? Matzazu tzorach hagbia. Where are you going to make bia? It's not there. This question I'm asked by me. The Leket Yosher. It's on my desk. Page 90. It's there. You can look up the book plot. He doesn't understand the Rosh. The Rosh, the matzah is simply not there. Not there. That's a good kasha. I don't know, but that's what the Rosh says. Kipshuto. In any event, this is a kasha. A kasha. Fine. What's our minig nowadays? Comes among an Avraham with a whopper chiddush. A whopper chiddush. The Mogan Avraham says, Akshav. You know, open up, please. Tav Ayin Gimel, please. Sivav. You probably find it in your Mishnah Berurah. Tafai and Gimel Siva. Berheitev Chaveis. Va'achshav lo nagu la'asirom v'shem she'ein hekel etinokos b'zeh diyonim she'elu advarim lo nitnu ala shulchan l'torach hachila mem aleph. Mogan Avram. What does that mean? In other words, the way I understand it, they know, Rabosai, it's here for show for the moment. They know it's not but meant to be eaten right away. That's how I understood the Mogan Avram. But he says as follows. Abu Bismana Gemara, this is not found, this unfortunately it's cropped again. I mean from the Mogan Avram itself. Abu Bismana Gemara, Hayurigilin Lakar Ashulchan. What does that mean? Hayurigilin Lakar Ashulchan. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Yeah, I know, they were accustomed to the table. What does that mean, accustomed to the table? What do the words mean? Excellent translation. Oh. And we learned brachas, those who may remember. We learned brachas. So over here, there's a whole concept, a whole daf gemara. Mem aleph amid beis. Right? There's dvarim besoch asuda, and there's dvarim le'achar asuda, and Tosus explains. What does that mean? Ba'achshav ein lanu din zeh. The ein minik shalano limshiradena min apas klal al the achar birchas amazon. They used to remove the table. Remove the table. Tos memal v'meiz liachar. So we don't have that anymore nowadays. So removing the table is a meaningless gesture, as manazeh says the Magen Avraham. Used to be, oh, you move the table, that was done on every week or so, and that demonstrates the meal is over. Today it's not a meshugana, it doesn't demonstrate anything. We don't do it. That part, unfortunately, the Berheitev left out of the Mogan Avraham. So it's hard to understand what he's driving at. I mean, I understand a little bit he said there, I understand it. Because the first part is that he realizes that Yodin Shael Dvaram lo nitl shulchan al Torah hachil means for right away. That I understand, but the punchline is that again, this manah gemara yirigil nakar hashulchan that's left out by the barheta. If you can't see it, unfortunately, inside. But I'm telling you what it says. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah left out the Mogan Avraham completely. Take a look in Sharetzi and Ayin Ches. Ayin beli Rabba shehisik al Mogan Avraham sekon chafei lachein lo hetakti devarov. I left him out. So there. Mishnah Berurah has the last word, right? The final word. He left it out. To get an impression if he left it out, so we have to do an Akiras HaShulchan, Rabosai. Who has Akiras HaShulchan in his house? Who? You have it? Who? Do you move your kara here? Do you move your kara there? Here's the answer, Rabosai. Here's the answer. Our minig is simply to cover the matzahs. And I found it. I'm out of time. I wanted to cover more. I can't do it now. We'll tomorrow. Here. Aruch HaShulchan, Tov Ayin Gimel, Sif Chaf Aleph. Everyone should look it up. It's a power-packed Sif. But one of the things I loved about that Sif is he says exactly what I was mechamed to on my own. From Shekivanti. Tov Ayin Gimel, Sif Chaf Aleph. He's an Aruch HaShulchan, a very hands-on man. He writes as follows. He says, "V'achshav, this mechasin hapas b'mapa, v'zel b'mkom akiras shulchan." That's what he says. How do you like that? That's what we do. That's what every Seder prints, right? You follow the instruction. What's the Haggadah say? Yeah. Cover, uncover. What's all? Right? That's what we do. When we cover the matzis, that's our akiras shulchan. When we uncover, we bring it back. Mamish, the only place you'll find in a print that I know about is an Aruch HaShulchan. You gotta love him. He's the one who justifies all of our Menhagim. Mwah! We'll have to stop here, and we'll have to continue tomorrow. Tomorrow, the Shia will be most about the Banishtana, and we've got to really get to the nitty-gritty of the Seder. It's got to be Shema. Time is running out.